This is Living the RV Dream, episode 52 for Friday, April 13th, 2018.
I'm riding with my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Well, hello, happy campers. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. And thank you. Thank you for being with me one more time here in our podcast, Living the RV Dream, the free in my RV show, like I like to call it sometimes. And it's naturally Friday the 13th. But don't worry, to me, Friday the 13th or the 13th in general has been a lucky number. Actually, in Spanish countries, it's Tuesday, the 13th, the unlucky one. And I arrived in the United States on Tuesday, December 13th, 1988. So to me, it's actually a very, very lucky number. And as I start recording this, in a couple of days, I am going to depart with my mother. She's never been in the RV, so that's going to be interesting. Sharing that small space with my mother for the first time. And we are going to visit her family, well, our family in Louisville. If you saw my video, I met up with them during my Chicago trip almost 2 years ago. We passed through Louisville, spent a couple of days there and hung out with the family. But my mom has never been there. In fact, I don't think my mom has ever been in the... what do you call it? They like to call it the flyover states or Middle America. And to be honest about it, it's one of my favorite parts of this great country. I mean, of course, I love New York and the big cities, Chicago, Southern California. New Orleans is particularly great with the mixture of cultures there. And Miami, well, this is where I live. So I guess if I didn't live here, I would like a lot more. But... that area of Kentucky, it's really quite beautiful. The surrounding areas, you know, the road arriving in Louisville is kind of bad. You know, at least the last time I was there, it was full of potholes. I hope they have fixed it. But that surrounding rural area of Kentucky is quite beautiful, and that's gonna be our destination of the week here in a few minutes. But first, I also want to thank Chris and Cherie of Technomadia for inviting me on their boat a couple of weeks ago. I released that video this week, and I would like to thank them also for becoming Patreons on patreon.com/travelingrobert, and I thank them for supporting the work that I do. And now let's go to the mail. And we don't have a whole lot of messages this week. For some reason, you guys have been shy. But I have a message from Griseth, and she says, when you embarked on your trips, how long do they usually last? What's the average amount of money that you need to have? I have been thinking of doing trips, but it seems like my significant other is not really on board. Hopefully, if I can show him some numbers, he might. Thanks, Robert. And what I wrote to her, and the interesting thing about RVing is that you can make it as cheap as you want, or you can make it as expensive as you want. How much? I get this question a lot. How much is an RV park normally? Well, it could be free. Say BLM land or national forests out west, it could be $5-$10. There's a lot of like really cheap places, especially out west. But then when you get to the east, if you go to a KOA, pretty much anywhere is in the $40 range, $40-$50, even higher. And the closest you are to a major metropolitan area, the more expensive it's going to be. The old KOA near Louisville, I think it's now called Louisville North. I think it's about, what, $45? And then if you go to a really nice resort place like the Keys, you're going to pay over $100. And if you go to Camp Golf and you want a beachfront site, it's over $200. So, you know, it ranges quite a bit. And to be honest about it, seasonally, of course, I wouldn't want to be there in August, but in the winter, a BLM site in the Arizona desert is quite beautiful. I mean, I suppose it will get old after a couple of days, but it's a great way to RV. I enjoyed it a lot. And, you know, it's the same with food. Do you want to go out to a fancy restaurant every night or even eat out every night? Or do you want to cook in the RV? And, you know, everything adds up. To me, my biggest expense actually, especially this year that I traveled so far away, was fuel. You know, my old Kia towing my RV, it does 10 miles per gallon. So you do the math. And if you are in California, where gas is $3.50 or $3.60 or $3.70 a gallon, it does add up. It gets expensive. Oh, by the way, I forgot to say about my trip to Louisville, and I wanted to ask you guys if you guys can give me feedback about this. If any of you live in Louisville or nearby. Someone wrote me, not an email, and I forget exactly where it was, about this event that is going to happen in Louisville next weekend called the Thunder Over Louisville. It's supposed to be like the biggest fireworks display in the nation, and this is like an air show. And I would like to know if there is any way to park the RV there. What's the best way to visit? I'm also going to call my cousin Juan in Louisville to ask him. But the campground is booked, is sold out. So they have some overflow sites that I might snag. But he also offered for me to mush dog at his property. So we'll see. Anyways, if you guys have any information about this Thunder Over Louisville, I've been doing some research, but not enough. Obviously, I just found out about it like yesterday. So let me know. Now for the destination of the week, near Louisville, kind of near Louisville. You know, there's this whole area around Kentucky called the Bourbon Trail. Get a designated driver, please. But one of my favorite bourbons, and that's the one that I visited on that same trip that I visited Louisville almost 2 years ago, is Maker's Mark. It's only one mark. Maker's Mark. And they have a great tour, and the property is really almost the middle of nowhere in rural Kentucky, just southeast of Louisville and Bardstown. It's this small town called Loretto, but the drive is so picturesque coming from the interstate. And I don't know exactly how to get there. Just plug your GPS and it'll take, you know, it's these rolling hills. But I think it's a drive that you can do almost pretty much with any rig. And they do have RV parking at the property. And it is a great tour. You know, they give you, of course, the propaganda, let's say, how their bourbon is the best and why theirs is better than the other guys. And they give you a tour of the distillery and the first room where you smell, you know, that it smells like bread, and then it's like liquid bread, and they take you to the tanks and you get to dip your finger in that liquid that eventually will become whiskey. And this is a very nice tour. And then they take you to the barrel room and they show you all the types of oak that they put in the barrels and how long they age them. It's very, very nice. And then they take you to this room that the ceiling was decorated by Chiluli. You know, it's this guy that blows this beautiful, he's an artist, that blows this beautiful, colorful glass works, you know, pieces of glass. If you've been to Las Vegas, to the Bellagio Hotel, that's the same, you know, the ceiling of the lobby of the Bellagio, that's the same artist that created these glasses. At the end, of course, the best part, you get to sample some bourbon, and then you get to dip Maker's Mark, the bottle, the at the top, it's melted wax, so you get to dip your own bottle in wax. And, of course, you have to buy the bottle. Anyways, that's my destination of the week this week. And I think it's a great destination. If you happen to be in central Kentucky in that area, It's like central northern Kentucky. I don't know exactly. Let me look it up in the map here real quick. Live on... it's more like central northern Kentucky. It's east of Elizabethtown and just southeast of Bardstown, which happens to be the bourbon capital of the world. I intend to visit Bardstown now in my upcoming visit to Kentucky, for sure. Now for the news, and this is odd. Airstream has introduced a new trailer called The Nest, but it's not the typical, you know, aluminum body, or like they would say in England, aluminium body. It's made out of fiberglass. And this Nest is a company that was acquired by Airstream back in 2016. And, you know, developed it. I guess they airstreamized the inside. And it weighs 3,400 pounds. And it's priced at 45,900 MSRP. So it's not cheap. You know, nothing Airstream makes is cheap. But, you know, fiberglass trailers are nearly indestructible. So I'm really curious to see one of these in one of the upcoming RV shows. They probably have it in Hershey. When I go there later this year, we'll see. We'll see if the layout inside is of our liking. Also, in a report from KOA, over 6 million new campers have started. Over 6 million people have started camping since 2014. No wonder you cannot get a site at any of the Florida state parks. But, yeah, 6 million new North American households have adopted the camping lifestyle since 2014, with the number of campers who camp three times or more each year. The most avid group of campers having increased by 64%, according to results from the 2018 North American Camping Report, whatever that is. But, yeah, and yeah, you can kind of feel it. You know, if you go in on a weekday or on the shoulder season, you can find a spot, but... try to book something in Bahia Honda State Park in the Keys at any time. It's impossible. Now for our tip of the week, or tip of the week. So traveling, just let the locals be your guide. And I got this from the, I think I got it from the RV Life newsletter. But anyways, if you're RVing in an unfamiliar area, sometimes you can figure out the best of the local attractions, you know, by asking the locals. So if you're in the RV park, you know, look for the local license plates, first of all, and then look for the plate holders that are from local RV dealers, which may indicate that the owner is from that part of the state, from the area. And if you find one, you know, try to strike up a conversation and ask questions, you know. And that's always a good tip. You know, most people like to talk about their local area, and you might find gems that are not in the tour guide or even the visitor center. For example, I went to the visitor center in El Paso, and the guy recommended that I take this scenic drive called the Trans Mountain Drive. And it was okay, but it was not what I was looking for. You know, I had 3 hours in El Paso. I wanted to see as much whatever was emblematic of the city in those 3 hours. And eventually I ended up following my own research. Now a local, and this happened after the fact, after I was already leaving El Paso, but a local recommended Cattleman's Ranch. And when I went through El Paso on the way back, I visited Cattleman's Ranch. And that's something that is sometimes is not on the guidebook or on the websites, but that was a great experience visiting a somewhat upscale local steakhouse in Texas, of all places. You know, it's in Texas, you gotta have steak, right? So another tip of the week, if you will, this is a bonus. Check out John Huggins' So You Want to Be an RVer book, and that's on Amazon and everywhere. And that's like pretty much the Bible that I followed some years back, and he has updated it a couple of years ago. And that's pretty much the Bible about RVing, and that's the book that I followed. When I started dreaming of this, like 5 or 6 or I don't know how many years ago it was that I'd say the first time I really thought about it must have been 08, 2009 when it was like something in the far future, maybe we'll get an RV. Then in 2011 we rented an RV and we liked it. And then in, when was it that we did the trip to the West? Oh, the same year that we bought our RV. When then 2014 we rented an RV in Denver, of course, and we visited the Four Corners region, and we said, you know what, this is it. And 3 months later I bought my travel trailer that I have now. And now for the gossip news of the podcast. Yeah, today is going to be a slightly shorter podcast because it's been a busy week. This is the moment for Nomad News, the gossip of the YouTube. What's clogging the tubes on the internet? And sadly, Eric and Angela have broken up. We kind of knew that wasn't gonna last, right? Well, the Russos visited the Johnson Space Center in Houston, and it looks like Joe Russo, he was in heaven. Yeah, I would have liked doing that too, by the way. Always being into space travel and all that stuff. By the way, Caravan Caroline spent a week on a cruise ship drinking sugary drinks, also known as cocktails, with her family. And the average campers continue pushing along the AT. I think they're on day 20 or day 21 by now. And if I have to see that Magnolia store in Waco or the huge gas station in Texas once again, I might stop watching YouTube. Talking about YouTube, don't forget to check out my video cruising down the Miami River with Chris and Cherie, also known as Technomadia. And as a conclusion, I'd like to... It's actually very big news. I think my CDs are shipping today, most likely. I'm going to be packing them up. I've sold a little over 40. I've lost track a little bit. So for more up-to-date information about that, watch my live video today at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, 22 UTC on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/travelingrobert. And if you would like to order my CD with the best, the greatest hits of the music that I use on my YouTube videos, which is music that I write myself, of course, just go to freeinmyrv.com, and that should redirect you to the page where you can buy CDs, also stickers, t-shirts, all kinds of stuff. And that's all I'm going to plug today, of course. As always, thank you so much for listening, and see you on the road, living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle.